Good morning, Spirit 105.3, Tom and Anna.
So we're here with Brock Heward. You might know him from ESPN 710 Radio, but also if you watch any football games, he's commentary for college. And
he has worn the purple and gold.
Yes.
As a decorated quarterback.
He is the other half to this team here, since both Tom and I are Cougs, and it is Apple Cup time.
Good morning.
So, Brock, throughout your sports career and your radio career, you've been open about your faith and your values. Were you a Christian when you played college ball?
Yeah, you know what? I was, Tom. I became Christian in late in junior high and walked with the Lord through high school and college and obviously love the Lord now and everything that He has done for me in my life.
You played the Apple Cup, right?
I did. I went to school for 4 years, and I got to play in three of them. Fortunate to win two, and then the one we lost back in 1997 sent the Cougs their first Rose Bowl in 67 years.
Well, yeah, I kind of knew a little bit of that. I just wanted to let you walk us through that.
And I will say, that Apple Cup, honestly, was one of the defining moments of my athletic career. You know, I can kind of joke about it 20 years later, but it was really hard. It was hard to throw five interceptions. It was hard to walk through that. You know, to stare the media in the face and have to own up to that failure. That was probably the largest public failure that I had had in my life at that point. When you're 20 years old and you lose and you send the Cougs to the first Apple Cup in 67 years, there was a lot for me to learn and grow from. And there is no doubt that my relationship and my walk with the Lord helped me walk through a little bit of that pain on the field.
Well, I can't imagine the tremendous amount of courage it takes to walk on that field in the first place. Good matchup this year.
It's going to be a great game.
Brock Heward, who you can hear on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Plus, he has a really cool podcast. It's called Above and Beyond. And it really just hits home about all the people he's worked with and grown up with, their walk with the Lord and how they got to where they are. It's really amazing.